Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Or if you're just joining, this is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Le Rituel. Welcome back for our diehard fans. You know who you are. There is something eerie in the studio today because I'm by myself. And normally this show is done with at least another person here. So bear with me. It's fine. We're gonna do it, and you're just gonna hear my beautiful voice for the next hour, and I hope you enjoy. But with that being said, well, let's get to today's theme. And recently, I just went on a big trip to Alberta. Yes, Alberta. I went up to Edmonton. And then I went to Calgary, and you know what? Oh, I went to Banff as well. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful province. Never been. I was with my friend, and she actually helped me come up with the theme, which is road tripping. Exactly. You heard that. These are songs that I listened to when I was road tripping with my friend Bree, who was actually on a previous show. And, I mean, I guess we'll just get into it. Me and Brie actually saw this band live in Vancouver, and they opened for this band from Toronto called Wine Lips. And these guys are honestly one of my favorite bands right now. They're called The Max. They're from Portland, Oregon, and they mainly just tour around Oregon. So I was shocked when I saw that they were touring with somebody else. And let me tell you, they bring it to the stage. Oh my God, they are so, so good. Like, I just need everybody. That's why I need everyone to hear this on the radio. And also, I got Brie to love them so much that we just listened to this new album of theirs called The Max Are a Knife on repeat. And it is just an insane, insane album. The singer is amazing. The guitar, all of them, they're just so talented, and I need the world to know. So this is called I Just Surfaced by The Max.
So
yes, the Macs are amazing. The Macs are where it's at. I swear to God, me and Bree listened to this album on repeat after we saw them live. And while we were just driving around Calgary, Edmonton, she lives in this town called Athabasca. Shout out Athabasca. That place was such a trip. I honestly loved it so much. I so want to go back there. But yeah, I mean, these guys are Portland bound, truly. They're such a good band. I could honestly talk about them forever. But I won't, because we've got other songs to get through. But next song is also similar vibe. It's much older. I think this album came out in like 1976. I've been listening to this song thanks to my dad since I was a wee little thing. They're called The Modern Lovers, and one of their most popular songs is Roadrunner, which is a song I'm about to play. But what I find really interesting is that I started listening to a demo version of this song, and I honestly love it even more, and I've totally turned my friends onto it as well. So listening to this song just reminds me of being in a car with my friends or with my family and just having a good time. We always blurt the lyrics out. It's so much fun. This is a good biking song as well, because we are in Vancouver, so we gotta rep all of the biking people as well. But this is Roadrunner, alternative version by The Modern Lovers.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Roadrunner, roadrunner, going faster, miles an hour. Go ride past the stop and shop with the radio on. I'm in love with modern mornings. I'm in love with modern late at night and bright suburban dawnings. If I have the radio on, I'll be a roadrunner. Oh. Oh. I'm in love with the modern world. I drive alone when it's late at night. I wanna hear now the modern sound, so I won't feel alone at night. I mean, I'm in love with the modern world. I'm also in love with that with modern girls. Also, I drive alone with the radio on. I don't feel so alone. Have the radio on, I'll be a runner with which girls out. That's a modern sound. With the AM. And say hello to the spirit of 1956. Patient in the bushes next to 57. The highway is your girlfriend as you go by quick. Suburban trees, suburban speed, and it smells like heaven. I say it, Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. I'm in love with AM sound, and I'll be out all night. Roadrunner. That's right. Time when it's cold outside, all alone with the AM radio on.
and be a roadrunner. All right, tell them what I love us now. I got the AM. All alone when it's cold outside. Massachusetts when it's late at night. Massachusetts when it's dark and lonely outside. A roadrunner's gone lonely outside. Oh, but I'm in love, got the. I'm so in love because I got the.
The Modern Lovers. God, those guys are so good. I love them so much. Really brings me back to my childhood, honestly, if we're getting deep now. But yeah, that was Roadrunner, alternative version by The Modern Lovers. This is Le Rituel for anybody that's tuning in now. You know, if we're sticking with the road tripping vibe, this next song that I'm going to play also correlates with the trip that I just took with my friends in Alberta. And I don't know, this song, it's very trippy. It's kind of psychedelic vibe. It's a band from Paris, I believe, called La Femme. They are so, so brilliant. I think they're coming to Seattle in October, maybe. I'm going to try to maybe get a bus ticket down there to see them live. They're just absolutely fantastic and honestly a great way to just kind of chill out when you're on the road. Sometimes it can be a bit boring, but this song, as long as it may seem, makes your road trip go by really fast. So this is La Femme. It's Time to Wake Up 2023, I think. I can't remember. I just know that it's time to wake up, but here you go.
Dans ton corps, puce électronique. je dis la vérité. La vérité. 2023.
La Femme. What a great band. Also, what a great name, eh? Love it so much. That song honestly kind of helps me out with my French, which is also another trip that I'm going to be taking this summer to Montreal and see the also other co-host of this show, Le Rituel, Jerome Bernard. Miss ya. Love ya so much. I actually called him yesterday. And speaking of going... Where's that? East? Yep. This next artist is a fellow Canadian from Ontario, probably one of the most famous Canadians to come out of Canada, or at least musician-wise. This guy is very near and dear to my heart. This album was always blasted in any form, record, CD, whatever, Spotify. And it's just, this is actually the first song I learned on the guitar. And it's just something that travels with me, much like a road trip. And I don't know, it makes me think of California for some reason. I have no idea, but I love this song so much and I listen to it all the time when I'm traveling. And I think that if anybody's traveling or road tripping out there, that you should listen to this too, because it'll really get you in the spirit. This is Heart of Gold by Neil Young.
I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line. searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for a heart of gold. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. Oh.
Heart of Gold, Neil Young. What a great classic Neil Young song. So good. It's just beautiful and it's so fun to play on the guitar. I still have no idea how that man picks and strums at the same time. If you can do that, I find you highly impressive. And I don't know, I listen to that song a lot when I'm just traveling in the car. It makes me feel like very melancholic, like especially if I'm driving along the coast or something like that. Who knows? Wherever you are, I hope that song touched you in some way because it always does for me. This next song is a little bit of a similar vibe, maybe more classic rock, I guess. When I was just on my previous road trip, me and my friend Bree played this all the time. I swear to God, probably every single time we got in the car, we would cue this song. It just never got old for us. And it still doesn't get old now. I actually found this record used at, shout out Neptune Records on Main, love ya. And I had forgotten how much I just love this full album, but especially this song. And it's now getting a lot of popularity because I'm pretty sure it was on the new Sex and the City spinoff and Just Like That. And I mean, honestly, it makes me love it even more because Sex and the City is definitely a guilty pleasure of mine. But that's beside the point. We're talking about road tripping. And this song is definitely a good one for when you're in the car or biking or walking or whatever. Just makes you feel so good. And yeah, let's play it. This is Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren.
Oh,
Sing It, Todd. Wow. I love that song so much. There's just something about it. I can't describe it. It's so beautiful. I love the lyrics of it. Just, I can't even think of them now because I'm on the spot. But I just love that song. And Brie, if you're listening, that one was for you because of the amount of times that we listened to that song on our road trip from Edmonton to Calgary was insane. And to Banff. And just in Athabasca and anywhere, honestly. But a beautiful, beautiful song. This next one, we're jumping forward into now more of the modern times. And these guys are from Dublin, and they are so good. Me and my friends are just in love with them. I'm pretty sure they are actually touring to Vancouver in November. Still gotta buy those tickets. That's on my to-do list. But you know what? It's summer. It's sunny outside. Things can wait now. I'm not on college time anymore, at least yet. But this song also, every time I get in the car, anytime I'm just going anywhere, I'll play this. I don't know. It's not even like a real like awesome road trip song. It's just a good song. And I just really want to play it on the radio. So this is Inhaler, A Night on the Floor. My favorite song by them, by the way. that song is so good. What is in that? Like, what, you ever have those songs where you just like listen to it and you're like, they had to have put something else besides an instrument and a voice in this, because oh my gosh, it is just so good. I don't know why. Me and my friends are obsessed with that. It's amazing. Who knew that Bono's son could write such a banger? Honestly, that's so good. Yeah, I mean, sticking with the same tune, kind of. This is this all-girl fronted band that I actually saw at this music festival in Portland called Pickathon. If anyone's interested in going to a music festival first weekend of August, I suggest you go, because it is truly, truly a fun little festival, music festival. I've seen so many people there that have become so famous, like, after the year that they played. I think Leon Bridges played there, the Black Pumas, they were so good. I mean, Faye Webster played there, so many people. But this was one band that really stuck with me, and they're called Say She She. I can't remember where they're from, but they just totally killed it on stage. Their stage presence was so cool. And their little choreography was awesome. If you ever have a chance to see them live, I suggest you do. But this was my favorite song by them. And I played this during my most recent road trip as well. And that's why it inspired me to play this. This is Forget Me Not by Say She She.
Thank you.
Say She She. What a great band. Yeah, they sang that live when I saw them, and they were just so good. They're, I think they even have a song called, oh, Sisibon. It's so good. They opened with that one, and that was another song that I thought about playing, but I didn't. This next song, I'm going to keep brief just because we are running on our last 10 minutes. I hope you have enjoyed listening, but don't worry, it's not over yet. This is actually a truly real road tripping song because when I was a kid, my grandmother used to live in San Francisco, and sometimes me and my parents would go and drive down the coastline and just go to California. And that is truly what this next song is called. And going to California by Led Zeppelin has just been an amazing song to listen to. And I always suggest people listen to it when they're going to California. It's cliche, I know, whatever. But I love it. It always makes me think of my mom because she loves Led Zeppelin. And this is totally a song that I always play in the car when I'm with her. Or, like I said, going to California. Here you go.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings la 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 la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
The guitars, I think that's a mandolin, like a lute, like, oh my gosh, that song is so beautiful. I love it. It's such a, honestly, that would be a good crying song, but we're on happy times right now. But yeah, that's Going to California by Led Zeppelin. This was Le Ritual, and we are on our last now 4 minutes of the show. And I mean, I just want to thank everybody that's been listening and tuning in every other week. This is actually technically the last show that I'll be doing for the summer. But don't worry, we're coming back in September, hopefully. But yeah, I just want to say, everybody, I love you. And this was a great, great time. And this is honestly a great send-off for the summer, and I hope everyone has a great, great time. This is Why Can't We Be Friends by War. And love you. Bye. Mwah.
I know.